This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In recognizing that believers are sanctuary saints, the Apostle Paul wrote these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own? You don't belong to yourself anymore, he said, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In one of his many books, the great Donald Gray Barnhouse wrote these words. Elder Kim was a simple Korean layman. Yet because of his outstanding Christian character, the organizers of Elder Kim's National Church Conference asked Elder Kim to address the crowd. In taking the platform, Elder Kim informed his listeners that he wasn't there to preach or teach. Instead, his only desire was to present to that assembly of believers a problem and ask for their advice. Here is what he said. 1 year ago, I received a letter from a friend asking me to find a place for him to live. After searching for 3 days, I found a place and wrote him a letter saying, Dear sir, the house I have found is in bad condition. The wall surrounding the property is greatly in need of repair. The roof leaks and the house is in a very bad neighborhood. Furthermore, the asking price is exorbitant. What should I do? Sincerely, Elder Kim. In response, Kim said that his friend instructed him to buy the house anyway and sent him a check for several thousand yen to cover the cost of the down payment. In signing the papers to purchase the house, it was agreed that the final payment would be made in 3 days, at which time the original owner would vacate the house. But 3 days later, when the final payment was made, the original owner asked for a 2-day extension in order to look for another house. This period of grace was granted. Then Kim said, Almost 12 months have passed and the man who bought the house has bought new clothes for his entire family. He is eating better rice and he is still living in that house. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what should I do? Well, what do you think Elder Kim should do? Should Elder Kim let the person stay or should he throw him out? Well, to a man, the people in that assembly agreed that the original owner was a thief at heart. And since Elder Kim was not acting on his own behalf, but as an agent for another, he had every right to go to the authorities and ask for the original owner's eviction. Agreement was unanimous, but before he sat down, Elder Kim added these words. Thank you, friends and brethren, for the way you've considered my problem. 2,000 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to purchase for himself a dwelling place for his spirit. Then striking his hand against his chest, Kim said, Because he wanted to take possession and dwell within my heart, my friend Jesus bought this old run-down shack in an old neighborhood. As a down payment, he gave himself for me, and then he gave me his Holy Spirit, bringing me innumerable blessings with his redemption. But I cling to my old tenement and leave him outside. Since you say that I have the right to seek the help of the authorities to evict the man who is occupying my friend's house, what should we say of ourselves when we deny our Lord Jesus Christ the full possession for that which he gave, his own life? When we continue in sin without repentance, we offend the holiness of God the Father. We lack an appreciation for the love of God, and we fail to acknowledge the grace and power of God the Holy Spirit. That's not something believers should want to do. I think all of us need to make some choices each day about our lifestyles. We need to behave our beliefs. And when Jesus knocks at the door of our heart for fellowship, we need to let him in and give Jesus Christ full control of our soul, our body, and our spirits. Hey, transformed lives result in transformed living. We are sanctuary saints. We're not saved to sin, we're saved from sin. We're purchased by God the Son, possessed by God the Spirit, and presented to God the Father. And since all of God is ours, we need to be wholly His. We need to take our hands off what is not ours. Since we are bought with a price, we need to release our life and lives to Him. Hey, a man went to a temple to pray, but he couldn't get in. A sign on the door said, closed for cleaning. Does the temple of our life need cleaning today? Live a life of full surrender. Live a life of commitment and faithfulness to Him.